Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Beautiful people, welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talk Soul. How are you guys today? Waits for a response as usual. I hope all of you are doing incredibly great. As you can tell, my voice has had better days, but we're here, you know, we're standing. That's all that matters. Like I was saying, I hope that you had an incredible day, an incredible week. I hope you kept your spirits high, your vibrations high, you did everything that you wanted to do, and if you didn't, that's okay too. No pressure, you know, take things slowly, you know, don't rush, take your time, it's okay. Life is not a rush and your journey is very individual, so don't compare yourself to others and just make sure you walk, don't run, okay? Life is more enjoyable when you do it that way. So with all of that being said, it's so crazy how every week I just sit here. Well, I have a notion of what I want to talk about, but it's so funny sometimes when I do sit here and I have no idea what message am I going to give out today. I don't have guidelines. I don't have points. I'm just sitting here talking in front of my mic in hopes that something comes and the message is delivered. No, I'm joking. I do have a little idea of what I want to talk about today, but I also want to express my gratitude to the universe, God, you know, whatever you believe in, for the amazing blessings that I've been having lately, not only myself, but the people around me, even though they're very little and, you know, some people can't really see them as blessings. I see them as blessings. So I want to express gratitude for every each day that I wake up. I get to see the beautiful sunrise. I get to live in Poland and work on myself and achieve my goals and go to bed and wake up the next day. So I don't know. I just felt like I needed to leave this note of gratitude here, because sometimes it's so easy for us to just go about our life and forget to say grace, you know, just forget to say thanks to every little accomplishment that we have, every little thing that we see and live throughout the day. Most times it goes unnoticed. So it's important that at the end of the day, the week, the month, whatever suits you best, you sit down and just be grateful. Now, there's different ways to do this. You can just say it out loud. You can have a journal and journal about it. You can meditate and say your grace, you know, during your meditation practice. Whatever you decide to do, there's a lot of things to help you have this feeling of gratitude throughout the day. So yeah, just felt like getting this out there really quick. So now let's get into the message of today. As we can see, the entire world is a shit show, you know, and excuse my language, but there's really not another word for everything that is going on around the world right now. My prayers go to those who have lost family members, businesses, houses. You know, it's really sad. All of the fires going on, the hurricanes. Nature is talking. I don't even want to say talking. Nature is screaming at us at this point. And it really sucks that the only people that can do anything to change are the people that got us in the situation in the first place. I was watching a video the other day of this guy and he explained it so, so well. You know, we talk about, for example, plastic and how we need to reduce plastic and how they're saying then, okay, now no more plastic bags and now no more plastic straws. But we go to the grocery store and all of our food comes in plastic. So it's really kind of like hypocritical what's going on here. You know, these big corporations do not want to give up their bread in order to save the environment. And this is really, really sad, because at the end of the day, the people who are going to pay the bill are us. because the millionaires, the billionaires, the owners of these big corporations, the owners of this these big names, they're not going to pay the bill. They're just going to walk away and pretend nothing happened and pretend it's not their fault. And it's, I don't know what happened way back in the day where we all agreed to give such power to one person. Okay, I'm generalizing, not one person, but, you know, 5 to 10 people in the government just to run the entire country, depending on when you on where you live. And now we have the results of what's going on and we can't really do anything about it. I mean, we can on a deep level, of course, of self-awareness and consciousness. But on also on the outside, it's we really feel helpless at this point. Of course, daily changes can help. Even in your household, reducing whatever plastic you are using and make sure you live a more sustainable life. Of course, these things are going to help, but it really is frustrating when you look at the outside, when you look at the big names up there, you know, when you look at whoever is responsible for us on this earth, is that they're really fucking it up for all of us. You know, I'm laughing, but I'm really upset about it because it's just frustrating, you know, it's just frustrating going on the news and seeing all these catastrophes happening all the time, every single day. And it feels like people have become so desensitized from it. You know, we see people dying every day. We see people starving every day. And we just, we're like, oh, okay, you know, it's not me or my family member. So we just became so desensitized of everything. And this is, it's sad. It's really sad. As much as we, as I want to sit here and talk about your work, your inner work, your healing and your traumas and all of this stuff, that also does not help to the situation, you know, because how are we going to be better on the outside if on the inside we're still dealing with our own struggles? And like I was saying, it's really hard for me to sit here and talk about all that stuff. And then I go out in a world and I get hit. Not only me, all of us, we get hit with all of these bad news and all of this catastrophes that are just going on all over the world, like in Turkey, Greece, the fires, it's just so sad. It's really, really sad. I want to be hopeful. That is my the way that I live my life right now. I'm a very hopeful and positive person, and I always end my messages on a positive note. That's how I live my life, and that's the message that I want to pass to you. So I am hopeful. I am hopeful that something, I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is, but I do believe in a part of community. And I do believe that if we come together as a society, we can change things. And I don't even mean like coming together externally. I mean coming together where we all align our energies, where we all align our inner selves and our self-awareness and consciousness and move and shift the focus to where we can attract better things and shift our energy to where we can attract a lot of more positive outcomes. So this is my hope. Some of you might disagree, some of you might agree. I don't really know, but that's how I'm going to look at things because it's really sad. It's really sad if you focus on everything that is going on out there. And actually, if you only focus on that and you forget about all the work that you are doing and everything that you want to become. So actually, that is part of my message for you today. You know, if you are feeling very overwhelmed with everything that is going on around you, please understand that is completely okay. Find a friend, you know, talk to your therapist, talk to somebody, don't bottle everything in. But just know that it's okay. We're all in the same boat right now. We're all kind of hesitant. I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like we're all kind of hesitant because we don't really know what is about to happen, but also we feel like something big is about to happen, and we're kind of like in the middle trying to figure things out. So my message to you is really just I accept you and I validate everything that you are feeling right now, because it's hard. You know, it's hard to maintain a positive mindset and good energy. And when you go outside and everything is testing you to bring that energy down, that's why it's so important for you to sometimes, you know, cut some things off and stay away from social media, from the news, from whatever, you know, source out there of negativity is, at least that you know it is. It's so important for us to cut it out sometimes and retreat a little bit and, you know, meditate, do our breathing exercises, journal, you know, do whatever we like to do to start our healing process and really go within. And then when you have, you know, when you're filled up again, then you can go back to unfortunately receive those news that made you sad in the first place. So that is my message for you guys today. You know, it's hard, but I feel like we're all gonna go through it. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I was telling her, like, if I really had the means right now, I feel like this would be the perfect moment to just say fuck it and just go. And she asked me, well, you know, what would you do? Where would you go? And I'm like, what? I would go everywhere that I didn't go before. What do you mean? This is exactly what I would do. If I had the means right now, I would do like this. I would pack all of my stuff. I would just, you know, pack a suitcase and travel as much as I can. And of course, before I let my money run out, I would pay 2 months of rent in a random apartment, probably here in Poland. And I would go travel the world for, like, I don't know, the longest my money lasts, I guess. And then I'll come back and I have a roof over my head for two months. Of course, I'll have some pocket money for food, and I'll look for a job again if that's something that I will want to do at the time, which in my opinion will definitely not happen because once you become a bird, I don't know. But I was telling her that this feels like the time to just live, you know, because you don't really know what's going to happen tomorrow. And if you just stay back because you are so afraid to discover what's out there, you know, when you're never going to go anywhere because it's only going to get worse. You know, these restrictions and all of these sudden changes in the world, like, I feel like it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So this is the time. If you have the means, you know, pack a bag and go. Really, don't look back. If you don't have anything to hold you back, just go explore the world. Go. That's what I was telling her, because I was like, you know what? If I had to go out, I'd rather go out in Fiji. You know, if I had to, if something was to happen, you know, God forbid, I would rather be somewhere where I would be sitting down and be like, well, at least I got to do something crazy before I went and not just sit in my apartment because I was too afraid to go out and live. So that's what I was telling her. And I will probably end up doing that. I don't know when, but I don't know. I feel like this is the time. So if you have the means to do that, that is my advice for you today. Just pack a bag and go. And go. If you don't have anything holding you back, just go. Just imagine everything that's out there, you know, all of the people, the cultures, the food, the weather, like the experiences that you can endure. Like, it's just I feel like I'm daydreaming right now, but that is definitely something that I would do. And I probably will until the end of the year, but we'll see. We'll see what the universe has in store for me. But that is my message for you guys today. Short, quick, and to the point. No, I'm joking. But this is something that has been on my head this past few weeks, because I have been watching the news and I have been on social media, and it's impossible for you to have a blind eye towards these things. No matter how much you try to go in, and no matter how much you try to shut out the outside world and the negative energy and all that comes from it, it gets to you. Sometimes it gets to you, and it's completely okay. So it got to me. I'm only human. I'm only human, you guys. So it got to me, and I'm here expressing to you so you can, you know, hopefully relate to me, and you can feel accepted, and you can understand that it's completely fine. And hopefully, you know, things will get better. Like I said before, I'm a very hopeful person. I'm a very positive person. And I do believe that we have the power to change the focus, and we have the power to shift things for a better outcome. We just need to come together one at a time. We need to focus on ourselves a lot more than we are doing. We need to change the way, we need to change our perception towards the world, and we need to change our focus and shift our focus to a more positive lifestyle, I want to say. So we can, you know, raise our vibrations, because if we all come together with our vibrations up high, that's like a whole festival happening. That's like a whole festival of people dancing, having fun, being happy. And that's what we need to do. That's where we need to go. You know, if you need a map, just put it there, like a big happy festival. And that's the way we get there is we all need to raise our vibrations. And in order to do that, we need to go inward. We need to understand our traumas. We need to understand our triggers. We need to heal from our traumas, and we need to heal from our triggers in order to reach that peak of vibration that we all need to, because the nature is screaming at us. Nature is screaming at us, and it's time we as people do something. Because if we wait for these old ass white men, and excuse my language, but there's no other word for these people, this old ass white man, if we wait for them to do something, we're doomed. We're really doomed. They're too busy going to the space. You know, they don't really care about us. They're doing something up there. They don't want to tell us what it is. And they're not thinking about us, because they can't relate. You know, they're living their luxury lives, you know, up in those big mansions with them yachts, you know, 7 cars and all that stuff. Like, they can't relate. They don't ride the bus like we do. You know, they don't live paycheck to paycheck. They don't have bills to pay. So they can't relate. So we can't wait on them to save us. The same people who hurt us cannot be the same people who save us. Okay? And the only person that can save you is yourself. Now, if we all have this mindset, we can, you know, heal from it and then come together and then meet at that big festival, the happy festival that I was just talking about. So that's it. That is my message for you guys today. I hope that we are in better spirits next week. You know, we're only humans. So it's normal that sometimes we feel like this, and it's okay, as long as we sit down and we talk to somebody, we express our emotions, we don't bottle everything in and feel accepted. So if you didn't have the chance to do any of those things, here I am. To embrace you and accept you and validate you, okay? It's okay. We're going to get through this. It's going to be fine, okay? One day at the time, don't forget to live in the present. Don't worry about tomorrow and forget about yesterday, okay? Because those two thoughts are the ones that keep messing with our heads. So just make sure you live in the present moment one day at a time. You know, be happy now. Make sure you be happy now. Raise your vibration now. And whatever it's going to happen tomorrow is going to happen tomorrow. It's not happening right now. You can't predict it. So there's no point in worrying about it. Okay. All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for joining me. Like always, it is a pleasure to sit in front of this mic and just spread my perspective and spread my message. So if you like this episode, make sure you send it to a friend, to a family member, to whoever thinks might like this. You know, sometimes I have some cool stuff to say. And a lot of people might like it. So if you know one of those people, make sure you send them this episode. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And don't forget to add me on Instagram, y'all. I'm on IG. So add your girl on Instagram at Sylvie Talks Soul. And I will see you on my next one. Bye.